Jasmine, good afternoon.
Hello, Katie. How are you? I love your programme.
Thanks, Jasmine. Tell me, you've been minding your mother for a long time now.
Yes, I'm a carer, and I would like to spark a debate about carer's burden. I feel that it's a hidden situation. There's a lot of people like me. I'm minding my mother. She's 100, and I've been looking after her for about 20 years. And it's a very lonely, isolating situation. And there really is, I find, there's really no solid support out there for people like me, especially weekends, bank holidays. It's just such an awful time, you know, and you're in that lonely, isolated place, and your parent is in that situation too. And, you know, if you're not getting on or if you have a problem, it can be miserable. And I just wanted to spark a debate for people to discuss it, you know, what their situation is and how they deal with it, because I feel, you know, I feel very alone.
Talk to me first. Tell me a bit about your own situation then. Are you your mother's sole carer? Are you care for on your own?
I'm her only daughter, and we have no others. I have no sisters or brothers, and my mother was 100 in May, and she's been fairly incapacitated for the past 20 years. Now, I haven't minded doing it. I've loved doing it, and I've really tried to do the best I can for her. But there comes a time when you get burnt out. I feel really burnt out now at this stage. And
have you nobody to help you out there, Jasmine? Is there any do you get respite, for instance?
Respite, maybe you can apply for a respite, but maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks down the line, you know. And then my mother sometimes doesn't feel like going in, you know, and I feel sorry for her. So, but I don't have any immediate support. I have a public health nurse who's very, very good. And but when I go to the doctor, she passes me over to the public health nurse, and then the public health nurse then passes me over. Say in a situation now where end of life, my situation is that my mother is nearing the end of her life, and she's very worried about dying, you know. Mm-hmm. And I can't discuss it with her because I've never been in that situation. I don't want to say too much because I might hurt her feelings. And like, you can't say it to the doctor, doesn't have time and doesn't want to know. And then public health nurse has too much to do, you know. And I have friends, but I don't want to burden them with it. But I just feel, you know, there must be loads of people like me out there that are in the same situation.
There must be, Jasmine. And so I'm just trying to picture the scenario, though. You're there. It's, as you say, 20 years is a very long time. It's a huge chunk out of your own life.
Yes.
And your mother must be getting more frail as those years have gone on in terms of company for each other.
Yes. I have done it single-handed. I have never looked for help. I've always done it on my own, and I have never searched for help or actively really looked for help. But now it's getting to the stage where it's just getting to an unbearable stage, and I feel for my mother, you know, and I don't want to see her suffer. I don't want to see her go into a nursing home. I'd like to keep her at home, and she'd like to stay with me. And when I go to the doctor to discuss it, the doctor will tell me, oh, well, we don't deal with nursing homes. You have to do that yourself. And then he passes me over to the public health nurse, and the public health nurse doesn't deal with it. So I feel that the burden is on me, and I'm not in that good place.
Jasmine, your mother, is she, you know, is she sharp still? I mean, is she company for you? Is what I'm wondering.
Oh, she is. She's good company, but she has a hearing problem. She doesn't hear that well. But she's sociable, and if she went out, it's troublesome. You know, it's hard work. But if she went out, she's pleasant and she's nice to people. She can't really hear very well, but nobody would look at her. Anybody that would look at her would say she's in good health. It's difficult at home, though. It is really difficult, especially at night, because she doesn't sleep. She's walking the floors at night, and she gets tablets, but she seems resistant to those. So she's up and down, and, you know, I think she's probably dwelling on the end of life and worried about it. And I feel that I can't help her.
Jasmine, I suppose if your mother doesn't sleep, you don't sleep either.
Well, I'm worried if she should fall down the stairs, and I do get up quite often with her. You know, she's kind of wandering and doesn't know where she is.
And what's your greatest issue with it now, your greatest fear right now?
I suppose it's become so intolerable for me. We're both in a very miserable situation and we're thrown together that, you know, things will go out of hand. I'd be afraid. I don't think I would do anything, but, you know, you could be abusive, or you could not abusive, but you could say things to an older person knowing that they probably can't answer back or fight back, you know, and you get to such a stage where your patience is gone. My patience now is completely gone. I burnt out from the whole thing. And I don't want my mother to suffer anymore. She suffered enough with health problems, and I hate to see her, like, worrying about dying. And, like, there is nowhere to go for help. If I could go somewhere, I suppose I would go try and get some support.
When you say burnt out, Jasmine...
Yes, I'm worn out. I suppose it's taken its toll from me, like, every day. I suppose you could say it is a 24-hour job. Not that I'm up every night, but it is a 24-hour job. It's a stressful job, and you have to keep working, keep looking after them and attending to things. And you're worried about them, you know, their welfare, and that they won't fall. And she's good company, and she's nice, and she's chatty. And if there was someone came in, sometimes people come in and she chats to them, and she's pleasant. She's very pleasant, but she has her own issues.
Do you get time away yourself with your own friends? Like, do you go on holidays?
Well, I don't think I've had a respite break in February, 1 week. That's the only in the last 20 years that I've had. I never get a chance to have friends or time to myself. I don't get even an hour to myself.
That must put a strain on your mental health.
Well, it does, yeah. It is very hard. I don't want to be seen to be complaining, but I just wanted to kind of open a debate about the hidden burden that carers suffer, you know, and behind the scenes, it's not spoken about, because it's like cloak and dagger, because people probably wouldn't like to speak about it or speak ill of their relatives. But I think it needs to be more out in the open. People are suffering, and I feel sorry for people, elderly people that have no one to look after them, that have to look after themselves, you know, on their own with nobody. I don't know what they do. I really don't.
Tell us about the holiday that you booked earlier this year, Jasmine.
Oh, yes, I booked a holiday. My mother was to go into a nursing home for a week, and I booked a holiday to Tenerife 1 week, and I paid and everything. I was looking forward to it, and my mother wouldn't go at the last minute, and she got up from the table. She thought, do I have to go? And I felt sorry for her, so the holiday went by the board, and she stayed at home.
Oh, you cancelled your holiday?
I had to, yeah. She wouldn't go.
She was just upset at the idea of being left behind, was it?
I think she just wants to be with me. She doesn't like going into a nursing home. She's afraid, I think, that she might be put in permanently. You know, I wouldn't do that to her, but she just does rather be with me at home. But she understands that I need a break too, though.
I suppose, if I'm hearing you right, Jasmine, it's like we sort of canonise carers to some degree in this country and say how great you all are and you're fantastic to be doing what you do.
Yes.
But that we're not really acknowledging the reality of your lives.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's a hard life, you know. It's sort of suffer in silence. It would be great. I would, if anything happened to my mother, I plan on setting up something that a carers society, that people can come together and discuss their issues. If one could bounce your problems off someone else in the same position, you know, it would have the burden, because it is very isolating, and you can't go to neighbours and say, I'm in trouble. You wouldn't like to do that. I wouldn't like to do it anyway, or burden them or ask them, would they sit in for an hour? So I think if anything happens to my mother in the future, I will do something. I feel very strongly about the subject.
Is it that you want to be? You should be allowed to say, "I'm finding this really hard. This is very tough. I'm really worried about what I might do here if my patience runs out."
Yes, because that is the reality of it, you know. And weekends come, and everyone is out enjoying themselves, having their life, and doctors and hospitals are all living their lives, and there is nowhere you can turn to. You know, you might feel in a tolerable situation and might be in trouble. And I sometimes call the doctor on call, but I only do it if I have to, you know, if that's very necessary. They haven't got time to be discussing issues like mine.
Do you feel, Jasmine, that you've lost out on things in life because you decided to take on this role as your mother's carer?
Well, my mother was very good to me when I was growing up as a child, and I always said that I'd return the favour, and I did like doing it. But it's come to the stage now, I suppose, that I am questioning, you know, where is my life going and how long more will I have to... I mean, I'll do it until she passes on, but, you know, you wonder, where will I pick up? Where will I pick up? Where will I start again? And... you know, it's late to go and get a job, and you have to start from scratch, but this is life.
This is life. Jasmine, thank you, and we do wish you the very best. You've sparked that debate now. We are already, I'm hearing, getting some texts and calls in on that, so we will come back to it, and we wish you the best, and we wish your mother
thank
the best.
You.